proclamation number 8892 dated the December 10th, 1964. The day of the end will be adhered to. All those who work for me are under my guaranteed protection, yet the work must constantly be done because you cannot work freely for much longer. Your task consists of informing your fellow human beings of the gift of grace which is at the disposal of those who want to take advantage of it, who feel affected by my word and want to be addressed by me as well. I cannot perceptibly speak to them because people are not prepared for the reception of my word. But I can speak to them through you and provide them with clarification about their purpose of life on earth. This is where you should speak to them where it is appropriate, yet wherever you are not welcome, shake the dust off your feet and move on. You only have a short time at your disposal, as you will soon be prevented and only able to work in seclusion, yet every person who has made use of the gift of grace beforehand will also know that he is protected by me and will calmly bear the approaching time. But you, my servants, can still acquire many spiritual treasures for yourselves, for your activity is highly valued since it concerns, after all, the redemption of straying souls which you should save from the fate of a renewed banishment. For this reason you should also know that you are being guided, nothing will arbitrarily approach you. Everything is predetermined by me so that you will only take action in accordance with my will. For the end is coming closer with giant strides. And it will take all of you by surprise, for the day I designated for the end of this earth will be adhered to. And regardless of whether people want to doubt it, regardless of how much homage they pay to the world, they will have to forgo everything and only their state of soul will decide their future fate. This is why people should strive to improve their soul's state and this necessitates my word which informs them of my will. By merely mustering the slightest determination of living according to my will they will also receive the strength to do so and also draw this from my word. Then their state of maturity will already be ensured, for their will being inclined towards me is the past test of will, which is the purpose and goal of earthly existence. So as soon as you, my servants, are able to stimulate your fellow human beings into believing in me, as soon as you can persuade them to practice unselfish neighborly love in order to awaken this faith in me to life, you will actually have carried out true vineyard work and your reward in the spiritual kingdom will not fail to materialize. I will still send souls to cross your path which require your vineyard work, which are willing to accept the word I offer them through you and which will also become capable of living up to it. And so you are spreading the light which enlightens you, which can never ever be extinguished again and which will make all of you infinitely happy but which you must not put it under a bushel, i.e., so that it will not serve the purpose of being spread, for which I convey it to earth. All those of you who offered your service to me are also called to distribute my word, even if my adversary wants to prevent you from doing so. He is unable to counteract my word as soon as you want to do this work. For my word is light and emanates light and he takes flight from the light because it is my emanation. Hence you will never be able to extinguish the light from above as long as you are faithfully devoted to me. But he will put you under pressure to do his will and then you must resist him and always be aware of the fact that you want to be of service to me. Then he will withdraw because he cannot break this will of yours. And thus, I will lovingly seize every person who wants to be of service to me and guide him through all impediments. For he will have openly declared his position and will therefore also experience my obvious care. For you are my end-time disciples through whom I still want to take effect until the very last hour. Amen.